Om Shanti. Today's topic is basis of fortune is renunciation. Baba often talks about what have we renounced and what fortune have we attained. At confluence age, when we Brahmins renounce even a little bit, a very clear and long line of fortune is drawn. Baba also says that there are different stages and different types of renunciation. Baba has clarified that there is a number of renunciation and therefore there is also a number in attaining a fortune. So in today's class, let's talk about this very important topic. Baba says that even though you are renouncing, but when the world or people of the world look at you and your life, that they should not be able to see your renunciation. To them, only your fortune should be visible. They should not have this feeling or experience that we are missing something in life or we lack something. So the first renunciation is the renunciation of I and mine. This consciousness of I and mine, either we are householders or Santanivasis or Kumars or Kumaris living outside, this renunciation is the first and the foremost. If we have this I and mine or my consciousness, then that Ruhaniyat or spirituality will not be visible from our life. There will always be vibrations of ego from us, even after calling ourselves direct child of God. People get this ego vibe from us, then it's time to make some major changes in our consciousness. To finish this consciousness, first step is to consider oneself a trustee. A trustee is given things or position to take care of them, not to own them. When we have trustee consciousness, the consciousness of mine will finish easily. When we forget the trustee consciousness, then vices makes their way easily. Ego, greed, anger, these vices are indication or symbol that there is my consciousness. So let's check ourselves from morning till night. Why do we get irritated? Is there something or someone who is making me feel insecure? If yes, then why? Because somewhere there is attachment and my consciousness. Recently, in one Avyakt Murli, Baba said, all my creates fear. Only one mine, Mera Baba or my Baba, makes you fearless. Another aspect on this is when we have surrendered our BMW, our body, mind and wealth to Baba, then having given all to the Father, how can be the words, there be any words of like my idea, my understanding, my nature? So is it still mine or we have made or transformed mine into yours? Like Baba says, Mera so Tera. Whatever belongs to me, it's yours, Baba. So on confluence age, mind and body are given to Baba and they are for Seva. Once in Shantivan near Dadiji meeting hall, I read a very beautiful slogan saying that your mind is surrendered to God, so you no longer create waste or sinful thoughts. Means you can't create these kind of thoughts. So if we are creating thoughts which are influenced with mind consciousness or my consciousness, then in reality we have not surrendered our mind. Baba once said that who would have consciousness of mind? Monkeys. Monkeys have consciousness of mind. They themselves may die, but their consciousness of mind will not die. This is why artists have portrayed the Mahavirs with the symbol of a tail. They are Mahavirs, but they definitely have a tail. So what is this tail? That of attachment and my nature and all other subtle mind. So let's check how long is our tail. We have reached almost end of confluence age. So if we will not burn our tail now, then when? Baba has taught us that because we have this sanskar of I and mine from many births, if we want to divinize it, that when we say I, then we should say I the soul. And when we say my or mine, then it should be Mera Baba or my Baba. So every time I, my coming, then we immediately make it I the soul and my Baba. And this will save us from many troubles. Actually, all small and big, my are merged in one my Baba. Once an old mother was giving Baba many things. She was saying everything. Baba, this is for you. That is for you. This is for you. That is for you. Then Baba asked her, that child, you have given everything to Baba. Then what is yours? Nothing is left for you. Then she replied, Baba, you are mine. And when you are mine, whole world is mine. World consists of human beings and objects. But everything is merged in you. And I only want you. So this is a very, very clever bargain. And another important renunciation is renunciation of body consciousness. Baba often asks that, have you renounced the consciousness of body or are you still renouncing it? Or are you in this process? Renunciation means to let go of everything and every situation, to step away from that feeling of anything belonging to us and to finish our rights to it. While churning on this topic, I remembered an incident from my childhood of Gyan. I did my 7 days course in a small Gita Pathshala. One brother who was renting a small house, he offered one room from that rented house to use for Brahma Kumari's classes. So sisters were coming and giving classes. So amazing service was going on there. But due to some reason, the wife of that brother, she got angry with sisters because of some small conflict or something and became against everything and started creating obstacles for this brother and for everyone, those who were coming for classes there. So center sister thought of to shift the center of this Gita Parchala to our Lokik house. And I was very excited and happy. So I reached to help to pack up the things and transfer everything to our house. So when everything was packed and we were leaving the house, then this wife of this brother came running from inside and said that, you are taking my one thing with you. Leave it here immediately. So we are all very confused as we didn't take anything which belonged to them. Seeing us confused, she clarified our confusion. She said that that small bulb which was actually put in that small casket, and actually very, very small bulb, she said that casket, just check that casket and there is a small bulb inside that. That belongs to me. Give it back to me before leaving. So we all were a little shocked, which we should not have been, but we were shocked as it was a really 2 to 3 rupees bulb. But of course, we gave her bulb back and shifted Gita Pathshala. So the point is, a very, very small bulb can also draw our intellect if we have not renounced it from our consciousness. And it was literally invisible bulb. So Baba says that the last paper will be of 1 second. If our intellect is not free from everything, then we may fail in the final exam. Baba tells us to renounce and detach our intellect from old world, not to torture us, but to prepare us, as this all is going to be destroyed. And if we are attached, then we are bound to experience limitless sorrow. So it's all preparation going on now. So finally, what happens when someone renunciates? As Baba says, finish consciousness of mind that has become viceless means pure. So purity will be visible in them, because renouncement gives that freedom to the soul, which in turn becomes power of the soul, and this power is visible in the form of stability and purity, as if that feeling there is nothing to lose. There are no more little fluctuations by small things and incidents. We see the importance of renunciation in every faith. Like in Buddhism, if someone wants to become Buddhist monk, then first thing they have to renounce is, in our language, body consciousness. As when they enter in a monastery or in that monk life, they are made bald, as hair is a sign of vanity. They even shave off their eyebrows too. They are only allowed to keep 3-4 robes, their clothes, and just one begging bowl and a needle and thread. Baba wants to take us, our renunciation, to a very higher and subtle and elevated level. We live in our homes and families. We go to our work, but we renounce from inside. Our renunciation is the real renunciation. Someone who has renounced truly, happiness will be visible through him or her, as the true renunciate has forgotten all mine. He or she remembers one mine, and that is one, my Baba. And it is difficult to forget that which is mine, whichever belongs to me. I can't forget that. Once we make Father ours, the effort of forgetting finishes. On the path of devotion too, a very famous aarti or devotional song goes like, "O God, everything belongs to you. I have no concern with anything." And Dadi Gulzarji, she said that once, that we were only singing that song, but that everything belongs to you, God, but we couldn't detach ourselves even from a small needle. So at the end, let us try to explore what are the exact signs of renunciates. In Murli's, Baba has related 3 specialities. Number 1, although corporeal, to be constantly incorporeal in thoughts, and to be souls who are constantly detached and loving to the Father. They are constantly detached from the world and constantly loving to the Father. This is the first sign of these elevated souls. Second sign, which Baba has told, to be constantly egoless in words, that is, to have spiritual sweetness and humility. Third point is to be viceless in action in all the physical senses, that is, to have the personality of purity. So if we want to summarize, we can say that a true renunciate will be an embodiment of Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirhankari, incorporeal, egoless, and viceless. So finally, let the world see our attainment, not our renunciation. Om Shanti.